Bobby. You must really have to pee-pee after drinking all that soda. But it looks like you once again left out all your Legos, and this time Mommy's not here to pick them up. Will you risk getting an owie on your way to the potty? Or will you have another accident? What's your favorite puzzle?
Ah, no! Time's up!
Okay, I don't normally do this, but I'm gonna add 5 more minutes to the timer because you've done such a good job with these puzzles and you're like literally at the end of this test. You've got this, buddy. We're all rooting for you. You didn't. You didn't need to kill your cellmate to escape this one. I didn't even try to trick you into doing it this time. You just went for it. Jesus Christ. You have 72 hours to finish this rock and roll hot dog and fries in a paper 1956 Chevy Bel Air convertible. If you do, you win $1 billion. If you don't, then I'll finish it for you because I haven't had lunch yet and I'm starving. Hello, wasps. Daily reminder that society wouldn't be like this if y'all just appreciated life, just saying. Hello, Emily. Look, I'll be honest, the person who set this up is out sick and I don't really know what you did or the context of this trap. There's a timer for 45 minutes before I assume something kills you, so, you know, figure it out, live or die, etc. Hello, Thomas, or as your friends call you, Tommy Salami. You have convinced them you are 100% pure-blood Italian, but you and I know the truth. You're actually Greek. Before you is a delicious baklava and a poisoned cannoli. Live Greek or die Italian. Make your choice. Hello, Kevin Spacey. You see, you always sacrifice yourself and give everything for the sake of your family, at the point that you are considered the best mom in Springfield. You have died. Try again. Hello, Tony. For years, you've stood by when others needed your help.
No, wait, sorry, my notes are wrong. Tony actually helped a lot of people.
Okay, start from the top. Hello, Tony. For years, you've helped people too much and let them... I miss the old days when no one knew who I was. I could put someone in a trap and see if they had the will to survive. Now everyone just ignores the puzzle. I miss the old days when no one knew who I was. I could put someone in a trap and see if they had the will to survive. Now everyone just ignores the puzzles and immediately start yelling, "Show puppet," until they see my puppet, and then yell, "Puppet Pog," or "Puppet Hype." You've gambled away your life. Now I'm asking you to take a risk on love. I'm using the cat brush. There's one final game. And then you can go home. Honestly, I kind of overreacted in putting you in this trap. Like, what you did isn't that bad when I think about it now. I think I was just in a bad mood because I hadn't had a cool glass of water all day. Why don't you just break, like, 2 or 3 fingers and we'll call it? Living Moss is the concept that this whole Taco Bell was built on. Shit, they're waking up already. Can you stall for time? I'm going to be in here a minute. Inside this gun is your key to freedom. I think you will find that, should you choose to use it, you will have a blast. But be careful. The wrong choice could blow up in your face, and you could end up destroying the key that will unlock you. Can you see me winking, BT-dubs? You'll have to perform this trap in the dark. It's too scary. I can't watch you do it. Sorry. Don't forget my most important rule of all. Be happy. Guess.